Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to my WordPress Help Desk for October 3rd. My name is Ken Freeman and I will be your host for the next 30 minutes as we talk over the things, all things WordPress. Today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about changes in WordPress, the 4.3.1, what it means, all the good things, and even a word of warning. Plus, plugins to help keep people from plagiarizing your images, content, much more. And in today's WordPress focus, I want to talk about writing your content for SEO. Everyone wants to be on the front page of Google. And of course, because unless your content is rich, it's SEO ready, then if it's way off, Google's not going to rate your site very high. Plus, then, I want to change the topic and talk about HIPAA-compliant hosting. These are two big subjects that are equally important, so if you own a WordPress for your business or nonprofit, then listen today. Finally, in today's question and answers, I'll be answering your real questions, and to ask a question to use on this podcast, simply email me at support@mywphelpdesk.com or text me at 903-926-2607. And of course, that's email support@mywphelpdesk.com or text your question to 903-926-2607. Now, our sponsors this week are hosting-master.com, the absolute best provider for 100% uptime, ultra-fast WordPress hosting. Hosting now offering custom configurable HIPAA hosting packages. My new sponsor is my-donations.com. It's a powerfully new provider of online donations for nonprofit orgs with complete solutions for online banquets, walkathons, runs, and golf tournaments. And check out the low-cost solutions for your nonprofit fundraising needs. Of course, we don't want to forget site-keeper.com for the WordPress site management and maintenance service. Why hire some local guy who hasn't even known that much about WordPress when you could hire a WordPress pro and keep your site maintained and safe for just a little every month and just for a little bit more to have your site maintained with unlimited updates? What a deal. That's site-keeper.com. Finally, WP-SiteMakers is your one-stop shop for anything and everything WordPress. Design from bed and breakfast to full e-commerce, from chambers of commerce to radio stations, nonprofits to businesses. WP-SiteMakers.com is a full-service WordPress agency. And with that, let's get started in today's news. Big news this week was 3.4.1 update. It fixed an issue with where a theme's page templates sometimes were not detected, and it addressed some problems with some categorical permalink structures, and it gives you better handling for plugins and themes that were noted while loading JavaScript incorrectly, and it added early support for uploading images in iOS 6 devices, and it allowed for the technique commonly used by plugins to detect a network-wide activation. And it also gives you better compatibility with servers running certain versions of PHP, such as 5.2.4 or 5.4, or with uncommon setups like safe mode or open base DIR and so forth, which in the past have caused some warnings. In fact, in some cases, have prevented emails from being sent. In addition, version 3.4.1 also fixes a few security issues and contains some security hardening. The vulnerabilities included potential information disclosure, as well as a bug that affects multi-site installs with untrusted users. And these issues were discovered and fixed by the incredible WordPress security team. Now, I will say that there is some concern for plugins that are not quite ready for the PHP big time. If you're concerned that some of your plugins are on the list of those that are likely to break when everything WordPress runs fully PHP 5, I say check out this link that I'll be sharing on the front page of this broadcast page. It's over at gist.github.com/chris.cct7 and then a long number. It's out there as a link on the page, so click it, go check this list of plugins, and if you have problems, take care of those plugins before you update. In other plugin news, plugins extend and expand the functionality of WordPress. And did you know that there are now over 40,000 plugins with over 1 million total downloads? Now, amongst those plugins, one of the most crucial needs is for people to not only keep updating and keeping them secure, but one of the big questions we're always seeing is how do we keep people from plagiarizing your images and content? Well, you can go over to WP Content Copy Protection and no right click, and this WP plugin protects the post content from being copied by any other website author. You don't want your content to spread without your permission, then this plugin will keep your post and homepage protected by multiple techniques, JavaScript and CSS. And these techniques are not found in any other WordPress plugin, and so you're going to own it absolutely free with this plugin. And the basic features are that they will protect your content from selection and copy, and this plugin makes protecting your posts as simple without having to yell at your readers. No one can save images from your website, and no right-click or context menu. It will show alert messages, image ads, HTML ads on saved images or right click, and it will disable the following keys such as Control A, Control C, Control X, Control S, Control V. It's advanced and it's easy to use, and it gives you your own control panel. And the biggest deal is that nobody can right click on your images if you want to save them. And they have a pro version where you get much, much more. So check them out, and I think this is one plugin you might want. Another plugin is called WP Content Copy Protection, and it's a simple yet an effective plugin that uses an array of aggressive techniques to protect your online content from being stolen. In other words, they will limit mouse, keyboard, and browser right-click, image, drop, drag or save, text selection, drag drop, source code viewing, and so forth. And that's just a few of the things it does. Now, this plugin has teeth, and it's an absolute must for any business owner, blogger, or WordPress site owner who is simple about protecting his online content. It's simple, it's effective, it's lightweight, it's non-resource intensive, and by far, I think it's got the most effective 360-degree content copy plugin you'll come across. But both of these plugins are fully compatible with 4.3.1 and are very well vetted by the WordPress community. So stop the thieves, harden your site. And with that, in security news, Yoast has announced a brand new security tip. It's found over at, of course, https://yoast.com/WordPress-security. And if you want to investigate how to harden your WordPress even better, don't forget to stop by the codex.wordpress.org/hardening_WordPress and check them out, because they will also give you some good tips about how to harden your WordPress. Now, regarding the vulnerabilities in WordPress, like many modern software packages, WordPress is updated regularly to address new security issues that may arise. And improving software security is always an ongoing concern. And to that end, you should always keep up to date the latest version of WordPress, and older versions of WordPress are not maintained with security updates. And what this also means is that where you host is critically important, because your host has got to be upgrading its PHP to keep up with all of the changes in WordPress. It also has to be upgrading its MySQL and its cPanel. So all of these factors go into making sure that your WordPress works. Now, if you need help in hardening your WordPress, don't know where to start or where to begin, call site-keeper.com and ask them about their professional services for hardening your WordPress inside and out. Well, this brings us to the end of our WordPress news. And so if you have a pen or pencil, get ready to take notes as we move into my WordPress focus, where today I'm going to be addressing two important factors about WordPress. One, your content, and two, about HIPAA-compliant hosting. Well, in today's WordPress focus, I want to start with your site content. Content is a must for any WordPress site that is offering information, products, or services, and you want your site to come up quickly when people search for your niche. I think that's a given. We all want to be found. Well, search engine optimization can be paid for. You can go out and buy search engine optimization, or you could choose to build your content SEO richly. Now, to write your copy the right way, this will put you ahead of the game with SEO-rich content. So what does it take to write compelling SEO-rich content? Let's look first at the mechanics of SEO. If your site is not SEO-friendly, then Google's just not going to rank it as high. And even with great SEO, you may not land on the front page because of Google's universal algorithm, because it looks at things like your visiting history, your keystrokes, the phrases that you type repeatedly, the things you search for regularly, the traffic to your site, your internal links, your external links that refer to your site, the frequency of your blog, your social media activity, your clout. All of that helps define how you land on Google. But rich content is the core. That's the basis. That's the first step that you have to take, because without right SEO in the mix of your content, you don't stand a chance. Now, according to Google's Webmaster Tools, you should write a title that is effectively your keyword. In other words, instead of writing your menu like home, about us, our services, it's time to get specific keywords if you want to tell Google about it. For instance, though a slug or actual link on the server might go to the page, and it may be called one thing, but the page title, as it appears on the page, needs to express your keyword. So home becomes your domain name. So if you want, the menu may say home, you know, but the home page typically doesn't even have an address. So you begin by building your page with a title of your page, which is in effect your keyword. So let's say, as an example, ABC Corp sells widgets for your home, widgets that keep your home safe and clean. Thus, my main keywords or phrases are ABC Corp. ABC 123 Corp offers widgets for your home. Clean, safe, clean homes, safe homes. You get the picture? Okay, so now begin building your front page with an H1 or an H2 title for ABC 123 Corp provides widgets for your home. A subtitle says widgets to keep your home clean and safe. Now, the first thing you want on that page is an image with an alt statement using the keyword again. Some people get hung up about using an image on the page, but Google doesn't care. They just expect an image. Thus, if you can't be creative, just create a tiny title image or a color span or even a horizontal line image. It will still be an image, and it has an alternate statement, and that could be your keyword. And because this front page is your domain name, then you need to put your domain in the alt statement of that image. And now that you have your title and your image echoing the keyword, in this case your domain name, now create your first paragraph. In that first words of that first sentence of your first paragraph, you need to have your keyword echoed. For example, the ABC 123 Corp is proud of our widgets for your home designed to keep your home clean and safe. See, that first paragraph is loaded with your set of keywords. Now explain which each one of these mean in the next sentences and paragraphs. Now that you have that page written, you need to link over to details about how to keep your home clean or how to keep your home safe. Make your content conversational, as if you were talking to one person, and never link to something or say something like click here or learn more, but always make the keyword a link. Internal keyword links help your SEO. Now, build the rest of your site pages using the same formula, and remember that if you use SEO by Yoast, you want to make sure that you don't reuse the keyword too many times, and you want to make sure that you have enough words in your verbiage on each page. Work your content into keyword-rich SEO perfect content, and that will turn your site green and will help you rank better in Google. Now, in the second part of today's WordPress focus, I want to focus on HIPAA-compliant hosting. Who needs HIPAA-compliant hosting? Well, let's see. Doctors in particular, but it doesn't even have to be doctors. It could apply to lawyers. It could be a school that runs a medical clinic or, you know, where they take personal information about an underage student. If anyone that uses client or patient personal information, they likely fall under the HIPAA ruling. Now, when private medical records are breached, healthcare service providers suffer damage to their brand reputation, loss of trust to their patients, and severe financial repercussions. The Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act of 1996, HIPAA, mandates that appropriate administrative, technical, and physical safeguards will be used to protect the privacy and security of sensitive health information. And a compliance guide that you can get by contacting any compliance auditor will give you the necessary overview requirements as well as suggested steps in achieving HIPAA compliance. What you need to know is that if your medical practice wants a website and you're going to build that website, they have to be audited and approved as compliant with HIPAA before they can have their website hosted on a HIPAA-compliant host. Now, in other words, it's not like going to a hosting company and just clicking to activate a hosting server. HIPAA is a class of hosting that is very complex. First, you, the client, the one that's going to be the user of the data, has to be compliant. They have to pass an audit. Once that audit is passed, now you need to have a dedicated server or servers. Those server or servers have to be locked in a cage with strict access rules. Who can access or get to the back end of that server? All access and transactions have to be encrypted. They have to be backed up, externally archived, and documented and verified. And the server must be RAID equipped to ensure hot swappable drives for critical nature of the data in the database. And the data actually has to reside on a separate server while the website resides on another. And the servers must be wrapped in an external Cisco firewall. And the web server, database server, and external servers must be completely encrypted and they must meet the compliance audit. Well, what goes into a HIPAA hosting system is far more than just a hosting server itself. It is a key-locked, biometrically controlled access to a cage storing your server. Your server is encrypted with an external encrypted firewall and SSL 128-bit encryption. Additionally, the server is RAID-controlled, like I said, to ensure full redundancy and fast restoring of your critical site in case of any form of a single form of failure. And then further, a dedicated off-site encrypted storage must be available for all sensitive data, including all monitoring and archiving needed. Now, you can get SOC forms and documents that you need to successfully pass the HIPAA audit to ensure that you'll have all that you need to protect your end users and complying with the federal HIPAA requirements. You can get that through our HIPAA hosting provider, and you can go over to a blog post that I've written over at https://hosting-master.com/HIPAA-hosting-solutions. It will explain everything about HIPAA hosting and what you have to do to be ready for it. Now, if you need a HIPAA-compliant hosting, look no further than hosting-master.com. We partner with Liquid Web, who are masters of HIPAA hosting, and have the wholly owned data centers ready to serve your HIPAA hosting needs. And we give you a link over to https://hosting-master.com, HIPAA-hosting-dedicated-server-system. There you can start the configuration of your HIPAA system either on Linux or Windows, and you can order a single or multiple servers And when you do, you'll be hosting with the best heroic support you'll ever see. These guys do it right. These guys are not like the HostGators and GoDaddies, Bluehost, that have sold out to the major conglomerate. These guys own and operate their own wholly owned data centers. They're not for sale, and I must say they have been the brightest spot in my own 20-year hosting history. I have never been happier where I now host my sites. Well, we've come to yet another WordPress, the close of another WordPress Focus. I've told you about how to write your content and explain to you the facts about HIPAA hosting. I hope you've learned something from what I've shared. Now it's time for our question and answers. So if you want to get a question in for use on this broadcast, here's the drill. Email me at support@mywphelpdesk.com or send me a text at 903-926-2607. Okay, with that, let's move to page 3, today's real questions and answers. Tony asks if there's a Bluehost problem or what. Is anyone else experiencing major issues with Bluehosted WP sites? I have a colleague and a former client who has two sites hosted there. They went down over the weekend sometime, and somehow he's been informed that his sites were shut down by Bluehost in response to an automated attack of some sort that affected a number of their servers. And he's been told it could take up to 30 days to restore his sites. Well, Tony, my heart weeps for you and your colleague and for anyone who hosts on Bluehost or any of these sold-out hosts like HostGator, iPage, JustHost, 20 other major hosting providers. They've all been bought out, or as I say, sold out. They've been offered a good price for something they had built, and they took the money and ran, and now what you have is a huge conglomerate called Enduring Enterprises, and they happen to be the shell that purchased all of these companies, all of the domain companies like Doster and NetFirms, and about 24 hosting companies like those I've mentioned. Now, for example, if you take HostGator, before they sold out, they had 19 million accounts. Since they sold out, their service and support have dropped, have suffered, and outages like Tony has mentioned are almost standard, not isolated events. I know. I once was on HostGator before, during, and after the buyout. I saw the degraded support and stability. I saw the systems crashing through the floor over and over and over. That's when I moved away. And when I moved away, over 1 million files, though it had been submitted as a ticket over and over and over, and support calls over and over to clean us up after a hacker had penetrated us nearly 3 years earlier, HostGator delivered our sites to Liquid Web with 3,000 malicious files they had never removed. And even though my tickets reported that they had closed and removed all those malicious files, in fact, it was a massive set of lies. So my word to the wise, if you want dependable hosting, look no further than Hosting-Master. Our backbone is Liquid Web, and these guys have never let me down. They have given us the very best rock-solid SSD hosting, and even their shared hosting is SSD. So if you want a real host for your WordPress, come over to Hosting-Master. Mark writes, if you want to build 100 WordPress sites, how would you do that? What are the tools? What are the shortcuts? I already have a tool to manage them all, but I'm just looking for advice for rapid build-out shortcuts. Well, Mark, that's a loaded question for sure. First, all of those 100 websites, are they owned by 100 different owners, or are they owned by one owner? If all the sites are needing to be shared, and they're going to share content and it's all one owner, then certainly you would want to build them in something like multi-site with site mapping. But if you're going to be dealing with 100 unique websites owned by 100 different users, you're dealing with 100 unique sites, and thus I would say load them into your WHM, give each one their own unique domain. Now, as you move WordPress into there, you dump in whatever theme you want, and then load the WordPress. I always make changes to the general reading, permissions, permalinks, media, and I remove the sample post and page and trash them, and remove them entirely. I trash the Hello Dolly plugin, and then I preload a set of plugins and I use a tool to allow my preset list to be dumped in automatically, that I spend a few minutes dedicated to that new account, configuring the plugins like the security and caching, activating Askimut, my management plugin, and such. And then once that infrastructure is in place, I load the theme and begin the process of building out the look and feel. I have not found a magic bullet that simply builds a site the way I do. And my Mac allows me to write certain automated functions, and anything that's repetitive, that I use that, because as a designer, I want to save time too. But there is no such thing as popping a site up and it'll be ready to go. A site has to have content carefully, uniquely written for SEO. Every page has to be written. The menu has to be prepared. The images have to be written correctly. They have to be tagged. So there's a lot that goes into building a site. And if you're just trying to shortcut it, I don't think it's ever going to replace the real human creativity and design. And in the last question, Rainey asked, is there a design your own seating plan plugin for WordPress? She says, I'm designing a website for a wedding venue, and they want to have a table layout page with the option of designing your seating plan for your wedding. Well, I've seen this on non-WordPress websites where you can simply drag and drop tables of different shapes and sizes into a room planner and see your seating plan evolve. Well, there are plugins that will address this. You can Google WordPress seating plan plugin, and you can find several plugins to investigate from both WordPress.org and other sources. You can get themes that do this over at Codecamion and ThemeForest, so on. But as a rule, let me say this. There is no rule for a seating plan that it has to be a plugin to work on a WordPress site. You can use an externally hosted solution, and you could feed it into your WordPress through an iframe. You could use a bunch of non-WordPress code and install it on your site and link it from your WordPress menu or pages. But if you can't find something to work with your WordPress site, check out the hosted solution called Social Tables. Now, this just about brings this podcast to a wrap. We've covered a lot of ground in today's podcast. I hope that you've gotten something from this. And now I do hope you'll subscribe on iTunes right here on Blog Talk Radio and check us out every week. Until then, remember our sponsors, Hosting-Master for great, solid, dependable WordPress hosting, Site-Keeper for WordPress managed management and maintenance. And need a hand with your website, contact Site-Keeper. And then remember WP-SiteMakers, our creative house. They're there to design for you, and they'd love to help you. And now remember my-donations.com. If you run a nonprofit and need online donations, banquets, walks, walkathons, runs, or even golf tournaments, check us out at my-donations.com. Now you can reach me at support@mywphelpdesk.com or call or text 903-926-2607. Until next week at the same time, have fun, build only WordPress websites, and let's roll. Talk to you next week.
Been listening to My WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.